keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The state of Kansas says funding for its low-income energy assistance program has finally been approved. The program helps eligible households pay for part of their home heating costs during the winter. A second person is arrested in connection to the death of a 4-year-old in Wichita. Tyne Blunt booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder. As for the death of a T. Uri Blunt Parada, who was found unresponsive at a home earlier this month. The Great Bend Zoo has moved its two swans inside because of an increasing amount of sick and dead geese in the area. The zoo says it can't prevent wild geese from entering the zoo's grounds, so moving the birds inside is the best way to ensure their safety. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
What if this was someone in your family that had a chronic illness that they could not get away from?
Millions of Americans live with a disease that has no cure.
And I was diagnosed with a rare form of sarcoma. The most immediate findings indicated that I should lose my leg, but it ended up taking 4 clinical trials in 25 years to get me to this point.
Cures are within reach. If we invest in funding for life-saving medical research that's needed to find them.
Even if they're unsuccessful in my treatment, that they will have learned from my treatment, that will be able to allow others to stand on my shoulders to be able to be helped.
Join the fight for cures. Tell your elected representatives to support American medical research. Visit unitedforcures.org/action to send a letter today. Paid for by United for Cures Action.
Are you ready to find your next great hire? Jump on the Hire Wire with KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. It's the easy, affordable way to spread the word about your job openings, right on the station your community's already tuned into. And here's the best part. Sometimes folks don't even know they're looking until they hear your ad on the radio and think,
"That's the job for me!"
So don't wait. Get your business on the Hire Wire with KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 and watch the right people find you.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A high wind warning begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 57. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for rain tonight. Lows dip down to about 37. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 32 degrees.
At Litton Insurance Agency in Beloit, they believe your insurance should fit your life, not the other way around. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, life, or more, their team listens first and then shops several well-known companies to find the best coverage at the best price for you. Stop by 121 North Mill Street or call 738-5128. That's 738-5128. Litton Insurance Agency. Let them help protect what matters to you most.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey's older brother, was asked about Travis's potential retirement and how he'd go about thinking about it. And Jason was curious about how it could go down.
I think you have to, in my opinion, to
to nail that decision, you got to step away from the game for a little bit.
Yeah.
Play these last three games, enjoy them with your teammates, enjoy them with your coaches. You know, the team's going to be different no matter whether you come back or not next year. So enjoy these last three games and then let it sink in. Let it, you know, it'll come to you with time. I think you can't, there's so many emotions with this game right after a season, especially with the way this one's been. It's been so up and down. I mean, they're 1-7 and one score games. Like, they've been close, and for right now, it's just too fresh. You got to step away from it. You got to think about it. And then, it'll come to you.
There's still three games left in this season and a whole offseason for Travis to decide what he wants to do. It also appears he will be getting hitched during the offseason. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
At Beloit Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During the month of December, we focus on the character trait of fairness. To be fair, you treat everyone equally. You make decisions without playing favorites, and you don't take advantage of others. When you are fair, you only take your fair share. You take turns and share. You tell the truth and play by the rules. This is Isabel Bailey, representing Beloit Elementary School, where character counts. Merry Christmas.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
It was an impressive night for both the Beloit Lady Trojans and Beloit Trojan basketball teams. Also, the 2025 Class 3A state champion ladies track team was honored between games. For the Lady Trojans, who beat the Lady Buffs 71-23 in the girls game, Carly Smith had 13, Emma Rice 5, Autumn Lorenz 7, Samantha Thompson 6, McKenna Channel 13, Reagan Cheney 20, she had 14 in the first half, Landry Litton 6, Grayson Harris had 3. For the Lady Buffs, Strand had 2, Melton 6, Clausen Peters had 2, and Stone had 17. Beloit moves to 3-1 overall and 2-0 in the NCAA. Republic County Belleville fell to 1-1 in league play and 2-4 overall. On the boys' side, it was an impressive victory for Mike Dahl and his Beloit Trojans, who moved to 3-1 and 2-0 in NCAA play. They win 54-40. Joel Fuller had 2. Charlie Burke had 6 on 2 3-pointers. Luke Cheney had 4. Joel Rexrow 1. Hudson Remus had 7. Truett King had 18, including 13 in the first half. Hayden Nicholson had 7. Brody Litton had 6. For Republic County, Simonson had 1. Novak 9. Morris 5. Gaither 2. Harms 3. Connor Martin 18. And Parker Alexander had 2. Other scores in the area from last night: Thunder Ridge swept Natoma. On the girls' side, Lady Longhorns won 36-30 in overtime. The boys moved to 4-0 with a 64-39 win over Natoma. Victoria topped Osborne's boys 60-34, and it was Osborne girls 51-43. St. John's boys got a nice win over Clifton Clyde 68-39. Brad Gober, head football coach at Beloit, recently announced that several players received All-State recognition from the Wichita Eagle, including first team Joel Rexrow, defensive back, Brody Litton, offensive line, second team Cross Kimmerer, defensive line, honorable mention Truett King, quarterback, Jacob Hand, wide receiver, Carter Germark, linebacker, and Joel Fuller at defensive back. Several Smith Center Redmen have been named to the Wichita Eagle All-State team, all-class. In 1A, first team Carson Montgomery, offensive line, Dominic Kattenberg, defensive line, Parker Hutchison, defensive back, second team Brant Wilson, running back, honorable mention Brady Desbian, defensive line, Reed Doan, defensive back, specialist Cutter McDowell. Head coach Mike Rogers has stepped down after 2 years and a 15-6 record after losing to Sterling, the eventual champion, in the sub-state final this year, 14-6. Rogers had a storied career on the field for Smith Center, helping Smith Center to their first state title in 1982. He was an all-state back and ran for over 2,000 yards in his career. He graduated in 1984 and went on to play football at the University of Kansas. In 1992, Rogers returned to his hometown and was the head junior high coach from then until 2000 when he joined Barta's high school staff as an assistant. He has worked under Barta and Darren Sass since then. As a player and coach of the Redmond, Rogers has been part of 8 state championship teams. He cites time and family as the reason to step down at this time. No new head football coach has been announced at this time.
Hi, this is Dawson Johnson with Midway Co-op. This holiday season, I am thankful for Downs Medical Center. It's so easy to run over for a quick DOT physical when we need one. Thank you for shopping local this holiday season. Thank you for shopping Downs. We couldn't do it without you.
Let's go to the movies, Solomon Valley Cinema style.
This week at Solomon Valley Cinema in Beloit, get ready for 2 great movies on the big screen. Celebrate the 25th anniversary of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the classic tale of a grumpy green curmudgeon atop Mount Crumpit trying to stop the Christmas-loving Who's of Whoville, returns to theaters for the holidays. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Tuesday through Thursday at 7. Then head back to the vibrant city of Zootopia with Zootopia 2. Brave rabbit cop Judy Hopps and her fox partner Nick Wilde team up to crack their most challenging case yet. Catch it Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2:30 and 7:30, and Tuesday through Thursday at 7:30. Make it a movie night at Solomon Valley Cinema in Beloit, where great stories light up the screen.
Carrico Implement is proud to be your trusted partner for all your ag equipment needs. Serving local Kansas farming communities since 1955, they raise the standard for trust, reliability, and outstanding customer support. From top-of-the-line John Deere equipment to a vast selection of steel and Honda power tools, they have the equipment to help your farm operation succeed. Partner with Carrico Implement, where your success is their priority and you're always treated like family. Located in Beloit, Ellsworth, and Hayes, or online at CarricoImplement.com. Carrico Implement. And a legacy you can trust.
At American Family Insurance, your small business is a big deal to us. You've worked hard to achieve your goals and face challenges like rising inflation and staffing shortages. I know because as an American Family agent and a business owner right here in your community, I face them too. As you continue to build your dream, know that I'm here to help. I've built my business with a vision of helping you protect yours.
Contact Alan Key, agent at Alan Key Agency, LLC at 114 South Hersey Avenue in Beloit or call 785-738-2990 today. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SIN, is operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hits.